And there was given to me a reed like a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship in it. But the court which is outside the temple leave out, and do not measure it, because it is given to the Gentiles, non-Jews, and they will tread the holy city underfoot 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth, and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, and will overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And all of the people and families and languages and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those who live upon the earth will rejoice over them, and make merry, and will send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented those who lived on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon those who saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. And in the earthquake 7,000 men were killed, and the remnant were terrified, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and look, the third woe comes quickly. And the 7th angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, who sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who are, and was, and is to come, because you have taken to yourself your great power, and have reigned. And the nations were angry, and your wrath, anger, judgment has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward to your servants the prophets and to the saints, and those who fear revere your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail.